நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாயோ நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாயோ நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாயோ ஸ்ரீமத் பாகம் நைன் ஸ்டாண்டர்ட் சாப்டர் 10 டெக்ஸ்ட் 29 Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, Vibhishana, the pious brother of Ravana, and devotee of Lord Ramchandra received approval from Lord Rama, the king of Kosala. Then he performed the prescribed funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them from the path to hell. Purported by Srila Prabhupada, after giving up the body, one is transferred to another body. But sometimes, if one is too sinful, he is saved from transmigrating to another body, and thus he becomes a ghost. To save a diseased person from ghostly life, the funeral ceremony or Shraddha ceremony, as prescribed in authorized Shastra, must be performed. Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra and was destined for hellish life. But by Lord Ramchandra's advice, Vibhishana, Ravana's brother, performed all the duties prescribed in relation to the dead. Thus, Lord Ramchandra was kind to Ravana even after Ravana's death. Here, Vibhishana, the brother of Ravana and a devotee of Lord Ramchandra, received approval from Lord Ramchandra, the king of Kosala. Then he performed the prescribed funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them path to heaven. Purposely, Prabhupada says, after giving up the body, one is transferred to another body. But sometimes, if someone is too sinful, he is checked from transmigrating to another body, and thus he becomes a ghost. To save a deceased person from a ghostly life, the funeral ceremony or Shraddha ceremony, as prescribed in authorized Shastra, must be performed. Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra and was destined for hellish life. But by Lord Ramchandra's advice, Vibhishana, Ravana's brother, performed all the duties prescribed in relation to the dead. Thus Lord Ramchandra was kind to Ravana even after Ravana's death. In the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas, these are all mentioned. This funeral ceremony and offering Shraddha, the rituals, was all mentioned. This is Karma Kanda process. To remain in a soft body, that means ghost basis, you get too much pain, it is very painful to remain in a soft body, a ghost body. Therefore, at least the deceased person, let the deceased person at least get a gross body according to his karma. So one who is the son, if that person has a son, the son should perform this funeral ceremony or Shraddha ceremony as prescribed in Karma Kanda section of Vedas. So it is performed for this purpose. And this is social performance in the society, it is done. Thereby he will be saved from getting a ghost body. At least he will get a gross body according to his karma. To remain in ghost body, this is what you say, subtle body is very painful. Therefore, ghosts always want to enter into a gross body, thereby they'll get some relief. Therefore, so he is haunted by ghosts, say. And it is very difficult to be delivered from ghostly life. Many times I have said, only by the mercy of a Vaishnava Thereby, the mercy of Krishna, one may be released from ghostly spaces, delivered. Otherwise, no means way out there, our sins, released from ghostly body. There is no other way out. So, Vaishnava's mercy. Thereby, Krishna's mercy, Supreme Lord's mercy. Without that, nobody can be released from ghostly life. That is very, very painful. Many stories are there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur did Sankirtan and spoke Bhagavatam, hearing that of the ghost. So many ghosts were released. And in Bhagavata Mahatmya, in Padma Purana, is also mentioned. This is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Padma Purana mentioned. If a Vaishnava, Bhakta Bhagavata, who is embodiment of Bhagavata, will speak Bhagavata, Bhagavata Parayana, that means 7 days reading Srimad Bhagavatam and speaking on it, those who will hear, they will develop Krishna Bhakti, Jasyam Vaishnava Manayam, Krishna Paramapuruse, Bhakti Padhati Punya, Unsasoka Moho Vyabaha. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the pure lips of Bhakta Bhagavata, the embodiment of Bhagavata, one will develop pure Krishna Bhakti. He may not do any other sadhana, only daily come and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Bhakta Bhagavata, then very easily you will develop Krishna Bhakti. As a result, your all material fears, lamentation, diligence will be destroyed forever. That story is that Gokarna Upakhyam is there in Padma Purana. In Padma Purana, that Gokarna Upakhyam is there, episode is there. How that Gokarna, Gokarna is a pure devotee, was a pure devotee. So, he did Bhagavata Parayana, Saptaha, for 1 week. Thereby his brother, Dundukari, who had become a ghost, hearing that, became released from ghost body. That is there in Padma Purana, Bhagavata Mahatmya. We have said sometime, I am not going to tell that story. As a reference, I tell you this thing, that this funeral ceremony or Shraddha ceremony, offering Shraddha to deceased person, is recommended in Karmakanda section of the Vedas, thereby you will be saved from ghost life. So Vibhishana did it. But those are Vaishnavas. They don't follow Karmakanda section of the Veda. They don't offer such Shraddha. So Shraddhas offer, according to Karmakanda section of Veda, they are not Suddha Shraddha, they are pure Shraddha. They are known as Vidha Shraddha, Rakshasa Shraddha, that demoniac Shraddha. So how do the Vaishnavas perform sadha? Vaishnava, there is no need of performing sadha for the Vaishnavas. Those are Vaishnavas, they are devotees of Lord Vishnu and are initiated by Vaishnava Guru. Daily they offer worship to Lord Hari with devotion. Thereby, is all forefathers, unlimited forefathers, crores of forefathers are delivered thereby. So no need of offering any sadha, performing any sadha ceremony. Part of a Vaishnava, grosta Vaishnava, generally grostas do. Brahmachari doesn't do it, a man prasya sannyasi never does. Even the Gruhi Vaishnava, a householder Vaishnava, he may perform sadha ceremony. For this is father, or somebody says members of his family. How can he do? No need, but that's a social etiquette, he is in society. So he should do. On that day, he should invite the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas will go to Sankirtan, and the person should cook food for Bhagavan Vishnu or Krishna, then offer it to Krishna. Vishnu becomes Mahaprasad. And with that Mahaprasad, he should offer Shraddha to the deceased person or persons. Thereby, they will be very pleased. Because Lord Vishnu is pleased, just means to stay Jagat Tushta. Lord Vishnu, Krishna is pleased, whole world will, all his family, all this his forefather, everybody will be pleased. This is Vaishnava way, and this is known as Shuddha Shraddha, pure Shraddha. In Haribhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami has quoted Vedic literature. He quoting Kurma Purana, he has said, Prapte Shraddha Dine Api Pragannam Bhagavati Arpoyet Satsesenei Vakurvita Shraddham Bhagavato Naraha. One is Vaishnava devotee, he on Shraddha day, he fast will cook Anna for Bhagavan Vishnu. Then offer that food to Bhagavan Vishnu, then becomes Mahaprasad. With that Mahaprasad, he should perform Shraddha ceremony. That is real Shraddha. Vishnu nivedityanni nadastabhyam devatantaram. Pitrubhya sapita deyam tadanantyaya kalpati. This is Padma Purana says. Quoting Padma Purana in Haribhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami says, one who does this Shraddha ceremony, perform Shraddha ceremony, with this Mahaprasad, with Anna offered to Bhagavan Vishnu. Thereby, all his four fathers become very much pleased. And this is also procedure, how to offer worship to other demigods. A Vaishnava should not offer worship to demigods, he will offer worship to Bhagavan Vishnu. And offer four. With that Mahaprasad, he offered that Mahaprasad to all demigods. That demigod became very much pleased. So Pitrupurushas, the four fathers, they also, when they get Mahaprasad, they become very much pleased. Mahaprasad, as Bhagavan Vishnu, is unlimited, ananta. Similarly, Mahaprasad is not different from Bhagavan Vishnu. That is also unlimited. So, if you offer that Mahaprasad to demigods, this is for fathers. They become very much pleased and they get the opportunity how to develop devotion unto Bhagavan Vishnu. Those who are grihastha vaishya householders, they will perform Shraddha. The brahmachari, vanprastha, sannyasi, they won't perform. So, according to Karmakanda section, when they perform Shraddha, the performer puts on kusha, you understand? But Vaishnava should not put on kusha. Therefore, in Skanda Purana it is mentioned, sankalpam tadadhanam, Pitru Devarsanadikam Vishnu Mantra Padishta Sena Kurjat Kusadharam. One who has been initiated with the Vishnu Mantra, accepted Vaishnava Guru, become Vaishnava, he should not perform any Shraddha Karma, he should not offer worship to any demigods. You understand? And it's not put on kusha also. So Vaishnavas don't put on kusha. The non-Vaishnavas, they put on kusha in these ceremonies, performances. Gaya Tirtha is there. In Gaya Tirtha, generally people go there to offer Shraddha. That's Gaya Shraddha. But Vaishnava, no need of performing Gaya Shraddha or going to Gaya and offering Shraddha. So this is for fathers on the part of a Vaishnava. No need at all. Quoting Skanda Purana in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami says, King Gatir Bhuvi Pindir Gaya Shraddha Divir Mune Jairarchita Hari Bhaktya Pitrathyancha Dine Dine. Those Vaishnavas who are engaged daily worship of Lord Hari with devotion, for them there is no need of performing Gaya Shraddha, going to Gaya and offering Shraddha, offering Pinda, no need at all, you understand? Because daily they are offering worship to Lord Hari, thereby Lord Hari, and Lord Hari becomes pleased. Everybody becomes, all his forefathers become very much pleased. So Shraddha ceremony performed according to Karmakanda section is known as Rakshasa Shraddha or Vidya Shraddha, is not Sudha Shraddha. In Skanda Purana it is mentioned, Jastu vidyavinirmuktam murkham matvātu vaiṣṇavam vedavidvyo adadād viprasādam tad rakshasam bhavet. Hari Bhakti Vilas Sanatana Goswami quoting Skanda Purana Rakshasa says this thing. One, to accept a Vaiṣṇava as ignorant fool, bereft of all knowledge. So never invites that Vaiṣṇava in day of Shraddha, rather invites so-called Brahmanas. Those who know Karmakanda section of the Veda and offer Shraddha to them, feeds them, and gives some money to them, the Kṛṇa, in that way he performs Shraddha, that Shraddha is Rakshasa Shraddha. Demons accept that Shraddha. That's not proper Shraddha. Do you understand? So Aditya Acharya, in Chaitanya Charitamrita you will find, Aditya Acharya, he was a grihastha, he performed Pitru Shraddha. So on this Shraddha day, he invited Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was born in a Mahamadan family, Javan family, Mletsa family. But he was a great devotee, Mahabhagavata, very dear devotee. Mahaprabhu made him Namacharya. So invited him and offered Shraddha Patra to him. But Haridas Thakur said, why are you doing like that? You are a Brahmin, you are born in a Brahmin family, and you are staying in a Brahmin community. If you invite me and offer Shraddha Patra to me, you will be excommunicated from the society. Brahmins will excommunicate because I am a Mahamadan. I am a Mahamadan. I am not Hindu, I am not a Brahmin at all. But Aditya Acharya Prabhu said, I am not afraid of this. I do what Shastra says. What Shastra says. It's Shastra's recommendation. Ācārya kahen tumi nā kariyo bhoy. Sei ācārya vadi Shastra mata hoy. Tumi khaila hoy koti brahmana bhojana. Oto bali Shraddha patra kareva bhojana. Aditya says, I am not afraid. You need not be afraid. I'll do that the Shastra has recommended. And Shastra mata. If you will be fed on this day of the Shraddha of mine, I will get the result of feeding crores of Brahmanas, koti Brahmanas, crores of Brahmanas. Saying this, he offers Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur. Because Haridas Thakur is such a Vaiṣṇava, pure Vaiṣṇava, pure Vaiṣṇava. If you can feed one pure Vaiṣṇava, you'll get that result of feeding one crore of Brahmanas, so-called Brahmanas, koti Brahmanas. There is difference between Brahmana and Vaiṣṇava. We sometimes discuss that. Brahma Janati Brahmana, one who knows Brahma Tattva is Brahmana. Brahma means Vishnu. Brahma Vastu means Vishnu. Brahma Sabde Ishwara Kahe Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Śāstra Pramāna, Mahāprabhu said. What is Brahma? Brahma means Parabrahma, Supreme Brahma is Bhagavan Vishnu Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. One who knows Krishna Tattva, Vishnu Tattva is real Brahmana. But Brahma Tattva Nadanati Brahma Sutrena Garbhita. But in Kali Yuga, there are no Brahmanas, all are Sudras, they don't know Brahma Tattva, because they are only because of possessing this Brahma Tattva Sutra, this sacred thread, they are very puffed up and proud. We are Brahmanas, but they don't know Brahma Tattva. They are Pasura Udahuta, they are like animals. Such Brahmanas are there in Kali Yuga Brahmana. In Garuda Purana it is said, those who are Rakshasas, demons in other yugas, they are born as Brahmanas in Kali Yuga. They are known as smart Brahmanas. You understand? They know only the Karmakanda section of Veda. They don't know real Veda. Sarvaicha Vedayahungeva Vedya. One who knows Krishna. In all the Vedas I am to be known. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvaicha Vedayahungeva Vedya. All Vedas I am to be known. One who knows Krishna, he knows Veda. These people don't know Krishna Tattva. But they are very proud that we are Brahmana and we have Brahma Sutra. Big such big bellies, they are all sitting there. You go to Puri, you see them. Here also you go to this temple, Vishnu temple is there. What is that? Ananta Vasudeva temple. And this is Vedic description. And on Sadhu day, the person should feed some Brahmanas. So in the society, Sadhu ceremony is going on. So this is Vedic prescription, he should feed some Brahmanas. So they go to Puri or go to Ananta Vasudeva Mandir. That Mahaprasad they purchase from that Mandir then to feed. The Brahmanas are sitting. How many will you feed? 10? 20? 50? How many? All Brahmanas come on. All right, give. You understand? Feed then give Dakshina. They will get food. Then dakshina, do you understand? Unless you give sufficient dakshina, they are very greedy. They want only to eat and get money, nothing else. If you want give them sufficient dakshina, in the 1 rupee or less than, they just call you the abusive language. You can't hear. So, because they are demons. Yes. So Brahmanas. In Kali Yuga there is no Brahmana. Kalau sarve sudra sambhava. In Kali Yuga all are sudras, no Brahmanas. If someone will become Vaishnava, he'll become perfect Brahman. Otherwise, no Brahman. And they are the Rakshasas. Rakshasa, Kalingasrita, Jayati, Brahmadunis. Garuda Purana says it. The Rakshasas of other yugas, they are born as Brahman in Kali Yuga. So, they persecute innocent people, they scold, the abusive language. Yes, this Puripanda Brahmana, they are doing like that. And this Vibhishana also said that. Even Vibhishana came to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. So those who are advisors of Lord Ram, they said, no, please don't give him shelter. Don't allow him to come to our camp. Because he had come from the enemy's camp. And he had come here to do, what is that? Spy. Then stand, he'll remain in our camp and send our all confidential reports to Ravana. He's from enemy's camp, don't allow. But Lord Ram says, no. Mind everyone, if someone come to take shelter, I give you shelter. I am not concerned with his past history. I am not at all concerned with past, whatever he may be. Yes, come from shelter, I'll give shelter. So at that time Vibhishana said, if I would have come with some duplicious motive, not truly to take shelter, I tell you that I will be born as a Brahmana in Kali Yuga. He said that. I will burn as a Brahman in Kali Yuga. Because the demons, the crooked persons, they are all Brahmanas in Kali Yuga. They are Rakshasas. So, therefore Aditacharya invited Paritas Thakur who is a perfect Brahmana, because Mahabhagavata, great devotee, perfect Brahmana, though he was born in Mahamudan family. So he offered his sadhbhata to the last Thakur. So those who have accepted Vaishnava Guru, those who have been initiated, and gotten Harinam, such Grihastha Vaishnavas, there is no need for them to offer sadhu. As mentioned in Shastra, Nityam Naimityam Kamyam Dhanam Sankalpa Mevacha Daivam Karma Tata Paitram Na Kurjyat Vaishnava Gruhi. Gruhi Vaishnava, Grihastha Vaishnava, householder Vaishnava, was accepted Vaishnava Guru, and been initiated by Guru, gotten Harinam. There is no need on his part to offer any sraddha, ceremony, you understand? No need of performing any ritual ceremony is mentioned in Karma Kanda section of Vedas. No need at all. No need at all. Generally, people go to Gaya Tirtha, that is Gaya in Bihar. A Tirtha, that is a Tirtha, place of pilgrimage, holy place, to offer pinda there. So this is for fathers. Mahaprabhu went Gaya. When his father, Jagannath Mishra, passed away, Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to offer pinda there. So one may question what the need of the part of Mahaprabhu to offer pinda. Because that was social custom. Mahaprabhu was a grihastha, a society, so he honors the social custom. That is only external. The other reason, purpose is there. Why Mahaprabhu went to Gaya? In Gaya he met his guru Isvarapuri. Isvarapuri. So Mahaprabhu has said like that, mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gaya Jatra Sabhala Amar. Coming to Gaya is successful. Coming to Gaya is successful because I saw you, Isvarapuri, who is his guru. Prabhu Bali Gaya Jatra Sapholo Amaro Prabhu Gaya Jatra Sapholo Amaro Jato Khyani Dekhilamo Charano Tomaro Jato Khyani Dekhilamo Ithe pindo dhile se ni stare pitru vana Ithe pindo dhile se ni stare pitru Sei jare pindo deo tore sei jano Sei jare pindo deo Tomade khilei matro koti pitru gano Tomade khilei matro koti pitru gano Sei khyane sarvandho paye vimochono Sei khyane sarvandho Ataeva tirtha nahi tumaro so mano Ataeva tirtha nahi tirthire o param tumi mangala pradhano tirthire o param tumi संसार समुद्र इति उद्धार हो मुरे संसार देह सम इलाम तुमारे महाप्रभु शेष देते गया यात्रा सफल आमार कमिंग टू गया इज सक्सेसफुल व्हाई जत क्षण देखिलाम शरण तुमार बिकॉज आई सॉ यू ओ रिवियर्ड वैष्णव ईश्वरपुरी यू अंडरस्टैंड आई Personately, at the darshan of yours, your lotus feet. Tirthya pindadele se nishtare pitru vana. Jaijar pindadele tare se jana. If you go to Tirtha like the Gaya and offer pinda, ablations there, then your, this is father or for whom you are offering pinda may be delivered. But, tuma dekhilei, মাত্র কোটি পিতৃগণ সেই ক্ষণে সর্বন্ধ পায় বাট সিং ইউ হ্যাভিং ইউর দর্শন সচ এ বৈষ্ণব মহাভাগত গ্রেট ডিভোটি বৈষ্ণব ভেরি এলিভেটেড বৈষ্ণব লাইক ইউ ঈশ্বরপুরী ক্রস ক্রস অফ পিতৃপুরুষ হ্যাঁ ক্রস ক্রস অফ ওর ফাদার্স ইমিডিয়েটলি ডেলিভার ইমিডিয়েটলি অন দি বাই সিং ইউ হ্যাঁ অতএব তীর্থ নয় তোমার সমান তীর্থরে ও পরম তুমি মঙ্গল তারপর তীর্থ ইজ নট ইকুয়াল টু ইউ ক্যান নট বি অ্যাজ গুড অ্যাজ ইউ তীর্থর ও পরম তুমি ইউ আর সুপ্রিম তীর্থ ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইউ আর সুপ্রিম তীর্থ ইউ আর দি তীর্থ অফ দি অল তীর্থ তীর্থের ও পরম তুমি মঙ্গল প্রধান সংসার সমুদ্র হইতে উদ্ধার মরে এই আমি দেহ সমর্পিলাম তোমার দ্যারি মহাপ্রভু অফারিং দিস প্রেয়ার তো ঈশ্বরপুরী রিভিয়ার স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার কমপ্লিটলি সারেন্ডার অ্যান্ড টু হিজ লোটাস ফিট অ্যান্ড সে প্লিজ ডেলিভার মি ফ্রম দিস ডেডফুল ওশেন অফ ম্যাটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স আই অফার কমপ্লিটলি মাই সেলফ মাই বডি বডি মাইন্ড অ্যান্ড স্পিরিট এভরিথিং টু ইউ প্লিজ ডেলিভার মি ডেডফুল ওশেন ম্যাটেরিয়াল That is complete surrender. In Gaya Tirtha, the person who offers pinda to his deceased father, or he may utter so many names, his name of his father, father's father, or his father, like this. So they may be delivered, and offers pinda may be delivered, but whose name he cannot utter, what will happen to them? They cannot be delivered. But if you meet such a Vaishnava like Ishwarpuri, by meeting such a Vaishnava, having darshan of a such a Vaishnava, crores of Pitrupurusas, forefathers, immediately delivered. So, Vaishnava is such. That Mahaprabhu said. So, there is no need of offering pinda. For those crores of Pitrupurusas in Tirtha, Gaya Tirtha, just to meet. So he made Ishwarpuri. Therefore says, my Gaya Jatra, coming to Gaya, Ishwar says, good. So, such a Vaishnava is like Tirtha, is supreme Tirtha. Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Because of Vaishnava sadhus go to such places, visit such places, and they stay there and do bhajan there, therefore the place becomes tirtha. Otherwise, how the place will become tirtha? All sinful persons go to tirthasthana holy places to wash up their sins there. Therefore, most of the people do Tirtha Japta, pilgrimage. Go to places of pilgrimage and to have a dip there in the water of the Tirtha, Tirtha Dala, and to wash up their sins. If this will be continued, then sins will be accumulated there like Himalayan mountains. Then how the place will become Tirtha? Because sadhu goes there. Sadhu goes there. Sadhu goes, sadhu stays there, sadhu, the footprints, place is marked with the footprints, a species of holy footprints of sadhu, the place becomes Tirtha, and sadhu does bhajan there. Thereby, the sinful reactions are destroyed, otherwise the place cannot become Tirtha. Therefore, Tirthi Kuruvanti Tirthani. Tirthi Kuruvanti Tirthani. The South Vaishnava Sadhu, the Supreme Tirtha, they go there, therefore the place becomes Tirtha. One who does this pilgrimage, goes the pilgrimage site, but doesn't meet a sadhu, doesn't serve a sadhu, doesn't hear Krishna Katha, lives a sadhu, is visiting such tirtha, is useless, fruitless, fruitless, you understand? So, Narottam Das Thakur Vaishnava Acharya sang like that. Tirtha phalo sadhu sango, sadhu sange antarango, tirtha. Shri Krishna Bhajana Manohara, Shri Krishna Bhajana Manohara, Jatha Sadhu Katha Tirtho, Sthira Kari Nija Chito, Jatha Sadhu Katha Tirtho, Sthira Kari Nija Chito, Sadhu Sangha Koro Nirantara, Sadhu Sangha Koro Nirantara, Jethithi Vaishnava Nani, Sethithi Thi Nahi Jai, Jethithi Vaishnava Nani, Kila Bohantiya Duro Deso, Kila Bohantiya Duro Deso, Jathaye Vaishnava Gana, Sei Sthana Vrindavana, Jathaye Atmabuddhi kunape, tridhātuge, sodhi kalakrādi subhamujyadhi, jatritta buddhi na sarile karichi, janesu abhigyesu saive gokara. Bhāgatam says, jatritta buddhi na sarile karichi, janesu abhigyesu saive gokara. Jasya atmabuddhi kunape, tridhātuge, sodhi kalakrādi subhamujyadhi. Those who accept the body, the self, Kunapa, kunapa means a bag. It's filled with three dhatus, vata, pitta, kapha, bile, mucus and air. This body is a bag. Bag is filled with three dhatus. Is a fool, is a gokhara. He cannot be categorized as a human being. One accepts this body, this self is filled with three dhatus, vata, pitta, kapha. Sodhi kalatadi subhamujyadhi. Works the body, the self, and those are related to body, wife, son, daughter, kith and kin, mind. Not related, they are others. Yes. Discrimination. Mind, not mind. And Bhoma is the land in which body is born is to be worshipped. Is maybe a great person, a leader, may have occupied a very elevated position in this material society, but Bhagavatam says, is not a human being, is Gokhara. Is a cow, either cow or an ass. Yes, not a human being. Jatirtha buddhina sarire kalchitya. That was said. One who Tirtha buddhina is only going to the place of pilgrimage to have a dip in the water of that place, just wash of sins, is also Gokhara. Is also a cow or an ass, cannot be called a human being. Because the place has become Tirtha because of the presence of sadhu. Never goes to sadhu. Never meets sadhu, but serves a sadhu. Never hears Krishna katha from the lips of sadhu. So his Tirtha jatra, his visiting the Tirtha, is useless, valueless. Therefore he says, Tirtha palo sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha antaranga, Sri Krishna bhajana manohara. You'll get the result of visiting Tirtha if you do sadhu sangha. That sadhu is always engaged in Krishna bhajan. Sadhu, if you meet, if you have his association, then you'll get the result of visiting Tirtha. Jatha sadhu tatha Tirtha. Sthira kari nija chitta sadhu sangha kara. Where is such a sadhu? That place is Tirtha. Yes. Instant. That place becomes Tirtha where such sadhu is there, very the pure devotee. Dear devotee of the Lord is there. That place immediately becomes a Tirtha. Yes. Immediately becomes a Tirtha. You should understand this thing. So therefore, be always in the association of sadhu. Do sadhu sangha always, therefore you are always in Tirtha. Je tithye vaishnava nahi, se tithye te nahi jai. Kivala bahatya dode. If there are no vaishnavas, don't go to and visit such tirtha. That place is not tirtha. What is the benefit of wasting your money, so much money, thousands of rupees, wasting time and energy? Isn't it? You may spend thousands of rupees. So much time and energy you may spend, but what is the wastage? It's all wastage. If you cannot meet such a sadhu, but you are satisfied, yes, I wasted such amount of money, so much time, energy, visited Tirtha, but what value? But if you don't visit a sadhu for whom the place has become Tirtha, and you don't render any service to sadhu, and you don't hear Krishna katha from sadhu, then your visiting so-called tirtha is useless. You are the only wastage of your money, time, energy, nothing else. What benefit is there? Why you come so many thousands of miles and spend so much thousands of rupees? It's all wastage of money, energy and time, nothing else. Jathāya vaiṣṇavāna sisthāna vṛndāvāna sisthāna ānanda sisthāna. Where there are such vaiṣṇavas, that place is Vṛndāvāna. If Krishna is there, that place is Vṛndāvāna. Go to such a place, meet such a sadhu, dear devotee, premi-bhakta. Premi-bhakta, where dear devotee of Krishna. Our developed Krishna prema was bound of Krishna in the rope of love in his heart. That place is Vrindavana. That place is Vrindavana. If you stay there, associate with sadhu, hear Krishna katha from his lips and serve that sadhu, if sadhu is pleased with you, get mercy of sadhu, then you gain unlimited transcendental bliss. Yes, that's a fact. Then that is real Tirtha Brahma, visiting real Tirtha. Otherwise, you are not visiting Tirtha. Only you have wasted your money, time and energy. But you have not visited a sadhana. This is what real tirtha. Mahaprabhu went to Gaya just to honor social etiquette, but Mahaprabhu's purpose was different. He made Ishwar Puri, his guru, Mahabhagavata, great devotee, very dear devotee, Lord Krishna, and his guru, he made, therefore said, coming to Gaya has become successful. Gaya is our class of all. Yes. So he surrendered himself unto the lotus feet of Ishwar Puri and offered this prayer, please deliver me from the dreadful ocean of materialist existence. I offer completely myself at your lotus feet, my body, mind, spirit, everything. Please deliver me. Karahoda, samsara, samdrahite karahoda. Please deliver me. Dreadful ocean of materialist existence. This teaching for us. The need of part of Mahaprabhu to do in order to teach us. He did like that, understand? This is the process. One does so, there is no need of offering sadhana. Such a Vaishnava, you understand? Follow the karma kanda section of Veda. Natandas Thakur says, karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali viser bhanda. Amrita bhali ajava khai, nana joni sadapire, tar jamma adhapata jai. Karma kanda, jnana kanda section of Veda is like a poisonous pot. Pot filled with poison. Viser bhanda. One who accepts it as amruta, as nectar, poison but nectar. Nana joni sada phire, tar janma adhapatya. He cannot be delivered from this whirlpool, dreadful ocean, whirlpool of the dreadful ocean, materialistic existence. He will be revolving in the repeated cycle of birth. He cannot achieve perfection. Do you understand? But one is really intelligent, learned and wise, he immediately accepts as a sadhu, Vaishnava, dear devotee, pure devotee of Krishna, and takes shelter at the lotus feet. So under his direction, he should start bhajan, Krishna bhajan, serve Krishna, Vishnu, and then will be delivered. Understand? He is an intelligent, wise person. Otherwise, they are fools, they don't do it. Rather, they spend thousands of rupees and go thousands of miles to visit Tirtha, have a dip in Tirtha, wash up their sins and offer pinda. But what value? Understand me? This is what it said. Thank you. Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai, samaveta bhakta vinda ki jai, yodhamananda bhakti siddhanta, Saraswati Goswami. Prabhupada says, all the books from the library of the world, books in different branches, literature, mathematics, science, geography, politics, history, will be destroyed. No loss at all. A foundation of Bhagavad is there. This is the shastra. It is as good as Krishna. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. One who does service to Bhagavata daily. Daily service. Rendering daily service to Bhagavata. Bhagavata means Grantha Bhagavata, Bhakta Bhagavata. Two Bhagavatas. Grantha Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. Hearing Bhagavata from the lips of a pure Vaishnava is embodiment of Bhagavata. Thereby rendering service daily. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. No need, on his part, no need of going to any tirtha, place of pilgrimage, and no need of offering pinda and performing ritualistic ceremonies prescribed in karma kanda section of Veda. No need. No need. money. It's only wasters.
Oh, Gurudev, this weekend I was planning on visiting Puri, and you told once of that well where from Lord Chaitanya, that that well is there. And I was planning on going there to take some of that water.
Yes, Paramananda Puri's well.
Yes.
Now there is a police station.
Yes.
Police people staying and eating meat there. That police station has become a police station.
I went there. The police is there, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Paramananda Puri was staying, dear devotee, Mahaprabhu. Mm-hmm. Mahaprabhu went there, and he had done that well. That water is not good. Not good water. Muddy water. Not good water. But Mahaprabhu felt pity for him. Oh, Paramananda Puri. Drinking such water is not good water. So Mahaprabhu saw mercy. The Ganges came and flowed into that water. From that day, water became Ganges water. Nice water. So Paramananda Puri is well there. Yes, there.
We drank a few liters. Yeah.
You drank it?
I was almost bursting.
Some man went there and brought some water for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paramananda Puri is water.
I brought some water too for you one time.
Yes, he brought it for me. I had gone there. Because Mahaprabhu went there, Puri is the dham, Purushottama Khetra. And many Vaishnavas are there, sadhus are there. So many Gaudiya Vaishnava mathas are there. Many temples are there. Mathas are also there. So Vaishnavas are there. So you may go and visit these mathas, temples, and also have the darshan of Vaishnava, of sadhu sangha, satsangha, hear Krishna katha. Then your visit is successful. Otherwise, it is unsuccessful. What is the value? It becomes useless. If you want to visit, you understand. Mahaprabhu's places are there related to pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Gambhira is there, Ardas Thakur Samadhi Mandir is there, and Gundicha Mandir is there, Jagannath Mandir is there, this garden was there, Jagannath Vallabh Garden is there. Ramananda was staying, Bhakti Vinod was also doing Bhagavad Prabhasan there, Mahaprabhu. So many places are there. Chota Gopinath is there, Mandir is there, Mahaprabhu disappeared there. And the deity was worshipped by Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, Chota Gopinath deity. And there this Gaudiya Math, Purushottam Math is there, that sand dune is there, seeing that Mahaprabhu cut up his Govardhana, that sand dune. And that, on top of that sand dune, Bhakti Siddhanta's cousin Kutir is there. There's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Math. So many nice places. This Tirtha, they are real Tirtha. But going to there, if you not visit Vaishnava's hearts, that is useless.
Do you have a particular name of a certain sadhu you could advise to go to?
Many sadhus there. Many sadhus, Vaishnava there.
Yeah.